You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern & Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern & Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell.
Buddy Hield. Welcome to the 76ers Insiders Podcast. We're happy to have you.
Thank you.
Your Sixers tenure has been short so far, but what's your favorite memory so far as a 76er?
Favorite memory as a 76er so far? I guess getting my first home win in front of the fans. I feel like there were a couple games where we were close, where we, from the Atlanta game to the Miami game, I was like, man, I just need one to get at home. Eager to get one, just, you know, to sort of get the fans something to cheer about, you know, and because home is important, you know, winning home games where you feel more appreciated, where they come and support all their busy schedules. So I wanted to get that home win for them, and I hate losing home too because, you know, especially all the kids coming in and their families, and I know how fans, passionate the fans are. So getting that first win to Ben, but under my belt, but like, it sucks when I lose them because I hate disappointing the fans because the fans is what will be come to play for, and especially being against the home team, which is us 76ers fans, I always try to go out there and give it my all to get a win, because getting wins at home is important because they help build.
You guys are finding ways to win even without the reigning MVP in Joel Embiid. So when you think down the stretch, whenever he is able to return to the group, how exciting is it to think about the potential that the team has adding a scorer and a defender of that caliber?
You know, it's really good. You know, this, you know, the potential is really like you can't think about it now until it comes, you know. But yes, we can't wait. A lot of people cannot wait. But and I'm excited, you know. I've watched Joel my whole life playing basketball. I played against him in Kansas. I watched his game grow tremendously into the MVP caliber player that he is now. I'm excited. You know, I see him playing with Indiana, where he's a double team every time he touches the ball. So I see with all the tension he gets in the court. So hopefully that me, Adam, myself, Cam, and everybody around Kyle Lowry, and then the guys that we have, Tyrese and Tobias and everybody, Kelly, that we can like take more pressure off him, where he'll be able to work and be able to dominate for him as he always was.
So let's shift gears just a little bit. You're hosting a dinner party tomorrow night. It's a hypothetical dinner party. You get four guests, dead or alive, people you know or people you don't know.
You can't mess with the dead.
Who are you inviting to your dinner? Four people.
Four people. I'm hosting dinner party. That's not hard. It should not be hard. I'm a fun person. I'm gonna bring Vybz Kartel. He's a reggae artist. I'll probably bring Drake for sure. He's the tension. He's gonna bring get everybody there. You can have a good vibe. Maybe Jay-Z.
So three musical artists so far. Man, who's the fourth?
I mean, it's, you cannot mess with the dead too. I cannot mess with the dead. But if anybody I bring that is fun, Michael Jordan.
There you go. What's the best part of your job?
The best part of my job is me coming to here to work every day. It's something I love to do, that I'm obsessed with it. You know, just coming to the game and just head to basketball bounce, breathe the air of basketball, the point guard, the popcorn at the arena. That's just to breathe that air. That's not as basketball season, you know?
I love that. What's the best gift you've ever given someone?
The best gift is getting my mom a house. And she had to build her dream house, so that was the best gift that I've given someone. And I'm a big gift giver too. So, but I really giving my mom her dream house was like the biggest blessings that I would ever like accomplish in life, because everything I do is for her to make sure she's happy, make sure she's straight. She's worked so hard. We have seven kids. She had seven kids, and so her having her own house, she never had nothing on her own that she ever owned. So her owning a house and everything's paid off, nothing she had to worry about. Puts a smile on my face.
I'm sure she's very proud of you.
Thank you.
What's the best gift you've ever received?
A bike from her.
How old were you?
I was like 9, 10. You know, as a kid, everybody wants a bike, and I never had a bike. And that was like the best thing that could ever happen to me, was getting a bike, and I can ride a bike freely. And then now I don't have to walk to the park. I can ride my bike to the park. It was a blessing for me, you know, to scare off my legs. And plus, I can try to get back home quicker so my mom won't take me off the court, you know, because she's like, I got a lot of mom stories, her coming with her van, run me off the basketball court, because she hates when I go to court, especially when she comes from work and I'm not home. She's worried about me.
What was your favorite subject in school?
Favorite subject in school? It was math. I had this funny Jamaican teacher, his name is Mr. O'Connor. Mm-hmm. He was funny, and like, it was just bunch of kids, or bad kids in the class, and he was just like, from the Bahamas, being in the Bahamas and being and from Jamaica, he had a strong accent, and when he got mad at us, he always just shouted at us, and like, we always try to get him to shout at us, and like, when he shouted, he knows to play basketball, and when he shouted at us, he's like, the whole crowd is getting loud and started laughing, because the accent was so strong, and we used to pick on him all the time. But you know, and just one of these things, I need to go see him when I go back home. I never got to see him, because he's one of my favorite teachers, because he always looked out for me as a student, you know. And some of those teachers, we always forget, they always look out at you. Even though he was funny, he made the class fun, and he made the learning fun buzz.
We all have teachers like that. He will be excited to see you. You have to go see
him. Actually, I have to see him. I don't know if he's back in Jamaica or he's back in the Bahamas, but if you listen to this boss, I still love you.
What was your least favorite subject in school?
Oh my gosh, it's a lot of them. I think physics.
Okay.
It's hard, man. It was very hard.
It's a tough
one. Sometimes you think you get it, and then after that, you don't get it. I was just never could get the numbers with the C and like the, oh my gosh. Like, it was just, you know what I'm talking about. Physics is hard. I guess so much equations. Like, I couldn't.
It's tough. I was not good at physics.
It was hard for me.
It's okay. All right. Rapid fire round. Okay. Quick answers. Favorite superhero?
Great question. Favorite superhero. You know, I always love all of them because they always had a unique story.
It's not rapid.
I know. Captain America. Black Panther. Vibranium.
Okay. If you didn't play basketball, you'd play?
I'd be a DJ.
That's crazy, because my next question is, what would your DJ name be? DJ. I'm not kidding. That's literally the next question.
Really? DJ yes. Buddy Fresh.
DJ Buddy Fresh.
Yeah.
Who's the vet that made the biggest impact on you as a young player?
I had a couple of them. I had Zach Randolph, Garrett Temple. Garrett Temple was annoying, by the way, at first when I met him. But it made sense. But he was one of the, James Johnson.
Favorite place to visit?
Bahamas, for sure.
Place you've never gone, but you'd love to visit?
Egypt.
What's your favorite color of Sixers uniform?
Navy blue.
What's your favorite time of day?
Morning.
But specifically what time?
8.
Just 8 o'clock, 8:00?
8 o'clock, okay. 7 a.m.
Okay, 7 a.m. If you had to bring a teammate to an important family dinner, who would you bring with you?
Tyrese Maxey.
What do your coaches and teammates call you?
Fresh.
Fresh.
Fresh Buddy Buckets.
Fresh Buddy Buckets.
Buckets.
Buckets. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Good job.
Funny. You got to do this more often.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I'll
maybe
come
we will.
I like stuff like this.
Deal. More Thank often. You. Thanks,
more,
buddy.
More often.
Appreciate you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From Memphis, Tennessee, 6'2", campaign, went to Mary State. Everybody give it up for C-Pain, a.k.a. Turbo.
I love it. I love it. Good stuff, man. So jumping in with this, the NBA schedule, there's the game day, of course, travel days, off days. When it comes to, I mean, we used to ask about game day, but everyone's looking forward to the game then. So on a travel day, what do you look forward to, and what city in particular do you look forward to traveling to most, and why?
Outside of going home, I'm from Memphis. Outside of going to the Grizzlies game, I like going back to Phoenix, places that I've played. Normal, regular game day, I mean travel day for me is pretty much trying to get back to the city as quick as I can. When I land, I try to get that massage in. 9 times out of 10, it's a long flight. So I try to get a massage in once I land. And then, man, see family and friends. Make sure I get a good dinner and go to sleep at a decent time. Might get on the game, try to fall asleep. But outside of that, just try to get in the bed in a decent time.
What's the video game for you?
Call of Duty for sure. Or Madden. You can catch me on Madden too, but Call of Duty. I don't know. Kind of get my heart racing a little bit, but bring it down when it's time to get some rest.
Have you played Call of Duty or any other game with Tyrese or D'Anthony yet?
Nah, not yet, but I heard all, ever since I've been here, I heard they talking crazy about Call of Duty. They talk about the game like they all play the game together, so I'm going to fill myself in soon.
Who talks about it the most?
I'll probably say Tyrese and B-Ball Paul. They've been talking about it heavy. I was like, I'm going to get in there soon, but I'm still trying to set up my crib. Man, hotel Wi-Fi, not like at the house Wi-Fi. So they're going to be looking at me like I'm weak. So I got to wait. I got to wait till I get me a little crib and give me some good internet.
Or you could start now, and then if you lose, blame it on the hotel Wi-Fi.
Blame it on the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, just a tip there. When it comes to an off day, what would be your perfect off day?
Ooh, perfect off day. Wake up in the morning, get some breakfast with wifey. Probably get on the call with pops and mom for a little bit. They love talking basketball. Off days aren't really off days. You still got to keep the game tuned up. So probably sneak into the gym for like an hour. And then get a lot of treatment. Probably do cold tub, hot tub. Try to find a way to get a massage in. But get some food. My off days are big on food and video games. So after I get done with that, it's food, video games for
4 or 5 hours, 6 hours. Then may go back to the gym, may not. But it's really all just spending time with the wifey and the missus, just chilling. I got my dog, spend a lot of time with him. He misses me a lot because I'm on the road all the time.
What kind of dog?
Oh, Frenchie. Nice. Frenchie, his name Uno. His name Uno, if y'all ever see him on my IG. I try to spend as much time with him as I can when I'm not around. I mean, when I am around, because when I'm, man, on the road, he be sad. As soon as I wake up, like, I got to go, he be sad. I got to go to the game, he gets sad. So any opportunity I get to, like, spend time with him, I try to get as much sleep with him as I can, try to play with him as much as I can, because I be gone all the time. Even with the trade stuff, I had to leave him in Milwaukee. I've been gone from, like, 2 weeks. When I seen him, you know, he was super happy, super geeked up. So, I don't know. Every time I leave him, man, it hurts a lot, and I be missing my mans. But that's pretty much it, man. Spending time at the crib a lot, what I do on my off days.
Shout out to Uno.
Shout out to Big Uno, straight up. Y'all see him on my IG, say what's up.
Speaking of the trade, I know you haven't been in a Sixers uniform all that long yet, mm-hmm. but what is a best memory or two from this season so far in your short time with the Sixers?
Ooh, between Atlanta game, I probably wouldn't say Atlanta game, but that was Pat Bev told me to take my physical, and I was hot about that, and I couldn't respond. I didn't want to go in the back and forth on Twitter, so I had to wait until after the game. That was the only way I feel like I could get my lick back. You know, play the game and see how the game go. Wish we would have won that game. So I say Cleveland for sure. I go at Cleveland. That's my best memory. Cleveland game. Felt like I was hooping a little bit. I made some shots for us, helped us rally to get a win.
That first game when we talk about physical gate with mm-hmm. Pat Bev calling mm-hmm. you out on social media. But the first game was in front of the home crowd.
Yeah.
How did they receive you? What was that like?
They received me great. I feel like it was optimistic, though. They didn't know what to expect from me. And I feel like I stepped to the plate and gave them a little something, what they could see in the future. So I think that was all cool. That was good. I feel like they embracing me with open arms. I just got to keep doing my part, keep hooping.
Who are you closest with on this Sixers team?
On this team, I'd probably say Kelly. We got drafted together. I kind of knew him before. Before I got to Philly, even before I got to Phoenix, like I said, we got drafted together and we kind of hung out a lot. But once I went to my team, went to his team, kind of lost touch a little bit. But now I'm back in Philly. It was easy right away. Like, my guy, KO, was good, was good. So, like, that's my man's right now. I've known Paul for a little second, too. When I played in Chicago, he was at DePaul. We worked out together, not even knowing he's about to be in the NBA. So on the first day, I seen him in the locker room. We sit beside each other. He was like, "What's good, man? I remember we used to have a little fun back in Chicago. You remember me?" I'm like, "Of course I remember you. I ain't think you was about to take off like that, but let's get it." He know my energy. He know how I am. So, like, that was cool to see Paul in there, too.
So before we wrap up with a rapid fire round, mm-hmm. your dream dinner table. You plus four other people. Who's at your dream dinner table?
We going Michael Jordan for sure. We going Kobe Bryant for sure. Do I count in the four?
You plus four others. So you got two more.
All right, so I get two more. Let's get Barack in there. I just want to see that vibe. And I mean, we can bring Drake along. I feel like that's a cool little vibe. That's a cool little vibe for dinner. A lot of info to take in. A lot of history to take in. A lot of ghosts. A lot of ghosts, a lot of information. Like, that'll be a cool dinner table for me. We get to hit all areas.
Absolutely. Rapid fire round with mm-hmm. campaign. Favorite superhero?
Spider-Man.
If you didn't play basketball, what sport would you play?
Probably football.
Your DJ name?
DJ Turbo. If you didn't know, now you know.
The vet who made the biggest impact on you as a young player?
Chris Paul.
Favorite place to visit?
Miami.
Place you wish to visit someday?
Dubai.
Actor who would play you in a movie?
Cleo Thomas.
What's your favorite color Sixers uniform?
Oh, I like the red.
Favorite time of day, a specific time?
Ooh, I like 2:00.
We'll talk about why at some other point, but which teammate would you bring to an important family dinner?
Reese, Tyrese Maxey.
And then finally, what do your coaches and your teammates call you?
Turbo.
All right, Campaign Turbo, thank you so much.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from undercover tourists. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from undercover tourist and authorized seller and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with undercover tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.